Hey friends. It's been like 3 weeks since I posted that I was going to do an AMA, and I just have not been feeling it. But now I finally do. Yay. So here we are. I got a lot of really fun questions, and so I'm really excited, and I am not going to edit this. I just don't want to unless I say something really stupid. So there's probably going to be weird mic bumps and, you know, the dogs might make their cameos at some point or another. I decided that I'm going to drink while I do this. So I just made myself a drink and yeah. Anyway, I guess I don't really know how to get started. Thanks, guys. Like, thank you for being here. I know that I was doing this as a celebration for 300 followers, but I'm actually at just about 400 now. So, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate all the support that I've gotten. You guys are amazing. And just, like, being surrounded by so many talented people, it's just, honestly, it's mind-blowing. So, thank you for being here. And thank you for listening. I hope that I don't sound like an absolute fool answering these questions, but whew, let's go. Okay, let's just dive right in, I guess. All right, so my first couple questions are from Kit. Hi, Kit. Kit wants to know, what is your favorite breakfast food? Hash browns with cheese, preferably. Always, like, it's just like a staple. I'll always go immediately for that. But also we had this thing, in Wisconsin, that's where I grew up, called side pork. And I don't really, like, if I've asked anybody around here about it, like, nobody knows what I'm talking about, but people in Wisconsin do. But it's like basically like a pork belly, I guess, but it's kind of like fried, like, bacon. I don't know. It's really, really fucking good. It's really good. I guess those are probably my favorite. And I like Eggs Benedict. But I just have to be like in a certain like hollandaise mood. And if that's the mood I'm in, then there's no stopping me, right? But hash browns, man, always a staple. Potatoes, any kind of breakfast potatoes are good. What songs are you playing on repeat right now? Let me pull up my Spotify list. What are we playing on repeat right now? You know, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of Taylor Swift. It's a lot of Taylor Swift. I love her. I've also been listening to, a lot of Tate McRae, Cody Jenks. What else do I got in here? Nothing interesting. Oh God. It's a lot of Taylor Swift. Also, for whatever reason, The Offspring is on here. MGMT, Oasis, Leon Bridges, Willie Nelson. Let's see what else. Yeah. That's my on repeat, I guess, for right now. I don't know if that's embarrassing or not, but whatever. At least Vienna isn't on there anymore. It used to be for a solid, like, 2 months. Oh, boy. Kit would also like to know, what book can you read over and over again and not get tired of? Confessions of Her by Cindy Sherry. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right. It's a poetry book. I love it. I read it all the time. And if I don't read it in full all the time, I just pick, like, certain parts of it that I've highlighted, you know, and post-it noted. So I love that. And then The Moon at Her Feet is a book written by my best friend Lizzie, and I love it just because it's amazing, first of all, but also because she wrote it. And I think my favorite thing about it is that, like, even though it pissed me off, like, the book itself pissed me off at one point so badly that I had to put it down and walk away for 3 days. And I feel like the sign of a really good book is that, you know, it really makes you feel something. Like, I felt personally attacked by that book. So I love that. The Moon at Her Feet by Lizzie LaRue. And then I've read Interview with a Vampire like 50 bazillion times. I'm obsessed with Anne Rice. How do you manage to be so cute literally all the time? Kit, you stop. Don't make me blush. I am not. You are. You're so cute. Whew. Thanks, Kit. Okay. All right. My next set of questions come from Amorous. You're so beautiful. God, you are so pretty. Like, every time I see photos of you and, like, especially your smile, gosh, my heart just thump thump. God, you're gorgeous. You want to know, what are your top 3 most cherished memories? I guess in no specific order. I think a lot of them are to do with traveling, but, like, so, like, a broad answer would be traveling. But I think my first one that I really, really cherished, and this doesn't have anything to do with traveling, but I'll get there, I guess. But when I was a really little kid, we lived in this, like, old farmhouse, and it was, like, this big 2-story farmhouse, and my bedroom was upstairs, and the kitchen was, like, kind of below my bedroom, I guess you could say. So I remember when I was a kid, my dad would, like, be sitting at the kitchen table. Like, he'd send me to bed, I'd be in bed, and he'd be sitting at the kitchen table, like, doing his bills, you know, like how parents used to sit down and, like, actually look at their paper bills and, like, write paper checks out and, you know, lick and seal envelopes and stamps and stuff and send them out, right? Anyways, my dad would do that, you know, like, once a week or whatever the case was. And while he was doing it, he always listened to music. And it was mostly, like Hank Williams and Eddie Arnold, Janis Joplin. He really liked the Bodines. He also went through this weird, like, Shaggy phase. Fucking whatever. But anyways, that was years later. But when I was a really little kid, he would be doing his bills, and he, like, a song would come on that he really, really liked, and he would come upstairs, and he would wake me up, and he would bring me downstairs, and he would put my little feet on his feet, and we would dance around the kitchen, and I'd be half asleep while we were dancing to the Bodines or whatever the fuck it was that was on that made him, you know, come and get me. And then he'd just pick me back up and carry me back up to bed. I wondered for a really long time if I had just, like, dreamt it, but my mom was like, no, he did that all the time. so that was in depth, but it's one of my favorites, I think. My second one, I think, would be when I went to Africa. I packed one singular backpack. It was a big backpack, it was, you know, but whatever. And a sleeping bag. And I went for 3 weeks and didn't really plan a whole lot. I just kind of planned where I was going to be going, as, you know, as far as, like, country-wise and city-wise and stuff like that. But I camped out there, and I was in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia. I went cage diving with great whites, which is on my bucket list. I bungee jumped off of Victoria Falls, which was also on my bucket list. I saw the Big Five at Kruger National, and, I think, like, you know how, like, sometimes when people tell you to close your eyes and think of, like, your happy place, like, that was my happy place, just, like, there. I love it. So that was really fun. And then my last one, I think, would be probably Also, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time with my grandma in summers. And she was a gardener, like a really pretty well-known gardener. She was always in like magazines and stuff like that. So, again, big old ass country, built in 18 whatever 70s house, and I spent my summers there with my grandma and her acre of gardens. So I'm kind of a green thumb, but I owe that all to her. That's a great question. Made me feel happy talking about those things. Thanks so much. Okay. So my next set of questions are from Brucians Haitians. I have to keep stopping to go get new drinks. So you're probably hearing like breaks in between recording, but it's just because I'm like getting up to make another drink. I don't want to make y'all wait. Anyway, none of that matters. What are some of your favorite tattoos? Can you share any stories about them? Yeah, I have a lot of tattoos, actually. I have some that I don't want to say the word regret, but don't really love. I have a tattoo of my dog's paw print, though, which I really do adore. I just painted his paw, put it on a piece of paper, and found an artist that specialized basically in doing like animal stuff. But yeah, he did a great job. So I have his paw print on my inner right arm. His name is Maverick. He's a doll. It's just the paw print. I also have a tattoo of an upside down keyhole with an eye that's looking through it on the back of one of my arms. That one is one of my favorites because I got it when I was in New Orleans. One of my favorite things about New Orleans is like the history there. And in New Orleans, they have upside down keyholes specifically they say it's to confuse the vampires and keep them out of your houses, right? So like walking through the city, you'll see like modern ones, but you also see like old ass fucking buildings with upside down keyholes in it. And it's just so cool. So yeah, I have an upside down keyhole with a vampire eye looking through it. And then I also, this one's just kind of funny. I have a tattoo of a dead fish on my foot. I like to fish, like I like to hang out with my friends and be on the water, and I do get a little bit seasick sometimes, but whatever. Anyways, I like to be out there. Anyway, so I was in a fishing tournament in Port Aransas a couple years ago with a couple of my girlfriends, and we were out in the middle of the Gulf, and the motor on our boat died. And so we were just like stranded out there for like hours, and we were like until somebody could come and tow us in. Like, and I'm so dramatic, like, you know, the whole time, like, I didn't think we were really gonna die, but you know, like, I was drinking my Trulies and whatever, and I'm like, we're gonna die, and like get back to drinking my Truly, like fishing. We didn't catch anything, which was the worst thing. Like, we were stranded in the worst spot, like the fish weren't even biting. It was just awful. So anyways, in commemoration, when we finally got back to shore, we each got dead fish on our feet. God, annoying. Okay. Next question. Do you consider yourself an adventurous eater? Yeah, definitely. I will try everything at least once, twice, just to make sure that I don't like it. Yeah, absolutely. What is the most unusual food that you enjoy? Probably something that goes back to like being Belgian, like my family's Belgian. So probably like Belgian trip or Belgian pie, which people think is weird because it's like a prune pie with like a cheese topping. And bouillabaisse, chicken bouillabaisse, is like a stew that you cook in like one of those like what we would call burning barrels, like one of those big like steel drums, and you stir it with an oar. Oh, so good. Is there any popular food you find gross and don't understand its popularity? It's rough. Those like fish bowls, poke bowls, like the fish bowls. And like the thing is, like, I love sushi, but I just can't get over like chunks of fish in a bowl. Like, I just can't get past it. I don't know what it is. I can't do it. All right, next question. An asteroid is about to hit the Earth and destroy the planet in 24 hours. How do you spend your last day on Earth? With family, with absolute debauchery, with quiet contemplation. So most of my family is across the country, and there's no way I could see them if I had a 24-hour notice. So more than likely, I would just camp out in the treehouse with my best friend, Erica. We have a treehouse. It's really cool. Probably just get super stoned and just, like, watch the world fall apart. What else can you do? I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably just chill and watch it. I may have already asked this, but how old were you when you knew that you were attractive to others? Was there ever an awkward phase? When did you fully feel comfortable in your own skin? How old was I? I was today years old. No, thank you. No, I've been awkward most of my life, actually. As far as an awkward phase goes. And, like, as far as, like, finally feeling comfortable in my own skin, I think that I finally maybe, and I'm still working on it, obviously, I started to feel a little bit more attractive when I started to find myself attractive, as weird as that sounds, maybe. I don't know. I just kind of how to love myself. And to be fair, there's a lot of people in this community that are super, super, super uplifting. And everybody here has just made me super, super comfortable. There's very little that I could post and people wouldn't be there to hype it up. You know what I mean? Like, everybody just accepts everybody. And that's been really important to me. And I love this community for that specifically. But yeah. Did I miss anything from you? I don't think so. Thanks, Shens. Next up, we have Miss Allie, baby. All right. Miss Allie, what's your dream concert, opening act, and headliner? I feel like we've had this conversation kind of a little bit before. Shout out to Spotify Sessions. Cher, I love her. I've seen her multiple times. I cry about her all the time. I can't say that it's going to be my dream concert in this because I feel like I need to, like, use that answer on somebody that I haven't seen a million times, right? But God, I fucking love Cher. Oh, I love Cher. If there's one thing I want people to remember about me, it's that I fucking love Cher. God, I love her. Anyways. but I would say, honestly, probably Elvis and Janis Joplin. Janis Joplin was so fucking cool. And Elvis, but not like, you know, like, obviously early Elvis, like, rotating hips, like, in a dance hall Elvis. Like, that's the one. good question. What does a perfect Sunday look like for you? I feel like I actually have them. Like, I'm lucky enough to have them quite a bit. So Erica, my best friend Erica, and I, we usually just, like, wake up at like 8 or whatever, and we get up, roll out of bed, throw something on, roll a couple joints, and we go out to any flea market that we can find. We try to pick a new one. every weekend. You know, depending, like sometimes we'll go, you know, drive out like 3 hours to find one. So sometimes we do repeats, obviously, but we pack mimosas then. Just like wander through. It's really fun just like picking through people's old things and like junk and finding the coolest shit. And then we come back usually and sit in the treehouse and day drink and do whatever. And in bed by like 6. Sometimes we have brunch. I don't know. Just like I like flea markets and I like wandering around and just super chill days. Sundays are my favorite. I love them. All right. If you had to cook something to show someone how much you love them, what would you make or order in? Bread. Or baked goods, really, of any kind. I love to bake. I'm pretty good at it, actually. In the pandemic, like in the beginning of the pandemic, right? We're still in the pandemic, but in the beginning, when everybody was still locked in their houses and still took it very seriously. I miss it. In the beginning, I would do a lot of baking just because I was bored, and I would drop off loaves of bread at my friends' houses. Just because what am I going to do with it, right? I live alone. I'm not going to eat 20,000 pans of cupcakes and like the weird focaccia recipe I tried last week, like whatever. So I would drop off baked goods to my friends. So, and so I'm pretty good at that. I also make really good charcuterie boards, right? Meat and cheese, really, it's the way to my heart. I'm sorry, Jarl, you're going to hear that. Sorry, buddy. But no, I'm really good at them. I make them really well. And I'm from Wisconsin. Like, I'm a cheese snob. Come on. Dream travel spot. So I thought about this a couple times. I don't really have like one particular spot, but one thing that I was planning on doing, prior to the pandemic was an around the world flight. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but basically you can just buy a flight ticket to X amount of cities and you can kind of just like book your ticket while you're in that city. So stay, you know, like you basically buy a ticket that says you can go here, 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 and here. And it doesn't really matter the amount of days, you can just kind of book it out when you go. So prior to the pandemic, I had a trip planned like way pre-COVID, and then I actually went to Africa in between. So just to kind of, you know, dip my toes in it, so to speak, I guess. But my around the world ticket was from Houston, out of Houston, to Tokyo, then Bangkok, then to Cairo, Istanbul, Marrakesh, Madrid, Santiago, and then Easter Island. I want to go to Easter Island so bad. I don't know why. And then back to Houston. The whole thing was going to be about 2 months long. Obviously, never got around to doing it. I am going to, though. Just when things clear up, hopefully. I would really like to just take a bunch of time off and not really have a whole lot of plans except for the cities that I'm going to be in or the countries that I'm going to be in. Just kind of play it by ear. Just kind of wing it. Just how I tend to do things, apparently. Next question. What do you miss most about where you grew up? I think the biggest one, this is going to sound really weird, the smell of fresh cut grass, it's just oh my gosh, I don't know what it is, like I grew up on a shit ton of land, and my dad would spend an entire day on the weekend, you know, going over the whole entire lawn, and it just, I don't know, I just, oh man, just something about Wisconsin grass. I also miss, you know, having friends that are close by. where I live now, driving across or really pretty much going anywhere in the city takes at least like 20 minutes to a half an hour versus where I grew up. It just wasn't. Everybody was very close. Also a weird thing, not having to worry about locking my car or my house when I left. It's weird. And then the seasons. I miss fall. I miss the smell of it. I miss bonfires. I miss football season. I miss being at Packer games. My parents put me on the wait list for season tickets when I was born for Green Bay Packer tickets. And I got them when I turned 25. It took me 25 years. So I really miss being home for Packer games. What do you love most about where you live now? My friends here, everybody's been great. I don't have any family here, but my friends have been amazing. Being able to drive to the coast whenever I want. I'm a water baby. I love being there. I lived in Florida for years in Daytona Beach, so I love being on the ocean. Being able to drive to Mexico. I go to Mexico a lot, actually. Just for food. Like, sometimes I just go down to get, like, tacos during the day. and then I love my job, too. My job is really great. What is something you really need right now? Could be anything that you don't have enough of. Human contact. Self-worth. Patience. Patience, actually, I think. I am very praise-driven, and I have a tendency to just say fuck it and do something because I need, like, this instant gratification. And I'm an only child. I have zero patience whatsoever. Like, I wish I had more. I wish I had more. I just don't. I just don't. Especially with kids. That's the worst. Oh my God. This is probably something I'm going to have to cut out, right? But no, I have zero patience with children. Patience. I wish I had more patience. And like coworkers, like, it just be, and like, this, I just don't have enough patience. That's it. All right. Okay. Whew. Thanks, Allie. I love you. All right. We have stock. We're like halfway through, it looks like. Cool. All right. I'm going to pause y'all for a second. I'm going to warn you this time, and I'm going to go get another drink. I said I wasn't going to, but I'm going to. All right, be right back. Okay, we're back. And we're rolling in with some questions from Dallas. Hey, Dallas. My Midwestern friend. Dallas, you want to know, how does it feel to have the power to fluster grown men, and will you promise not to use that power against those of us very susceptible to it? You're adorable. Does feel weird. I didn't know it existed until you mentioned it just now, so I promise it'll escape my mind very shortly, and I won't use it against you. And what other superpowers do you currently have that you're willing to share? I mentioned a little earlier, I'm kind of a green thumb, I guess. And a baby witch. I'm also really good at Excel. I don't know if that counts as a superpower, but I think so. Maybe. I don't know. My next questions from user My Lovely Honey Buns. What quality about yourself do you value the most? My rationality. Maybe. I like to think that I'm pretty level-headed, but I think most of my friends might argue against that. I'm extremely empathetic, which I do value because it helps me connect with people. But it's like empathetic to a fault. So it's kind of one of those things that I'm not really sure. My next one is from Nikki, my sissy. Favorite script you've written and why? I've written a lot of scripts. I have a lot of scripts that I've started and never finished. And it's funny because like, some of them just go wildly out of control. Like, they end up in the weirdest places. You know, there's, like, secret rooms behind bookshelves. And then I'm like, you gotta reel it back, Chels. You gotta reel it back. And then I have a bunch of scripts that I finished and I've never really posted. But as far as scripts that I've posted, I think that my favorite is actually probably Origin of Love. It's, I know it's safe for work, but it's just, it's really cozy and it just, it's very authentically me. The story I wrote into it was one that I told in my maid of honor speech at my best friend's wedding, and the story about being at the family cabin and seeing a shooting star that I also pulled from real life. So the whole thing is just very, very, very dear to me. And it's just, it's super comforting. I think that that one is definitely my favorite. Next up, we have Jarl. Hey, buddy. Partner script hubby. Where in the world do you want to visit most? Northern Africa, I think. Just the whole northern coast. I really want to go to, like, I really want to get to, like, Egypt. My parents aren't really having it. Not that they really have a say, but, I just think that there's so much to see, and so much culture. And I was in the bottom of the country, and I just feel like I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't see the other half. My next question, let's lighten the mood, okay. Username Giant Cock Possessor. I didn't know if I wanted to read that, but y'all have, half of you, probably some of you, have heard me come on a mic before, so I can say cock. Does it turn you on knowing that there are couples who fuck while listening to your audios? Not me, but others have told me. That's cool. No, that's really cool, actually. I'm all for what works for you in your relationship. Good. But, yeah, I kind of like it. Next ones are from Biggest Fan. You have nothing to do today. What is the first thing that you do? So that depends. I wake up in one of two moods. Get the fuck up and get going and do something, or immediately fall back asleep. So, I have like a 10-minute window, right? If I'm in the get the fuck up and do something mood before I fall back asleep. So if I get out of bed in those 10 minutes, then my day is very, very full. I'll usually get up, take the dog for a hike, probably text all of my friends and see what they're doing and wake them up, you know, at like 9:30, 10 or something like that. Get brunch, lunch, whatever, probably day drinking, to be honest. Sometimes I like just get in the urge to just clean the shit out of my house. So, yeah, it really depends. I wake up in one of two moods. The other one is I do nothing at all. I wake up, I go back to sleep, and then I get up and then move to the couch and just like binge watch Netflix all day and like order in food. So it could go either way. What is the one thing you absolutely love but know a lot of people potentially think it's weird? I don't really know. I wasn't really sure about this one. I do have a really weird obsession with serial killers. I think a lot of people do, really, and I think that people talk about it a little bit more often now, so it's not that weird. But something that I do think is cool that also, that maybe people do think is weird, is that my family owns a funeral home. So I kind of grew up really in a funeral home, like think like My Girl, right? Like it was teeny, teeny, little tiny town. Just, we weren't walking into a basement, but it was, I mean, it was pretty similar. also, we're not allowed down there. But when I went to college, I actually went to school for mortuary sciences initially. And I did an internship, I guess you could say, at my family's funeral home. So I think that sometimes people think it's weird that I, you know, could walk them lightly through an embalming procedure. I don't know, but I think it's kind of cool, I guess. Okay. My next set is, oh, these are a couple that didn't have any names attached to them. You started as a writer. What made you want to get into being a VA? Spite? No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, I lost motivation for writing for a little bit. And then I kind of just felt like I still needed to do something to, like, use that sort of creative energy. But I just couldn't get words out, and I needed to do something, right? And I couldn't find the words to do it myself. And I, like, writers are truly the MVPs. Like, they have all the words. Like, they're amazing. But I had a private, like, Snap story that started, like, a year ago, because my sweet friends in VC, shout out to those of us who previously identified as honey dips, they would just tell me my voice was soothing all the time. So I had a private Snap story that was just me reading them bedtime stories at night. So I guess I was just kind of like, all right, well, I can roll with this. And then I filled a friend's safer work script. And I was like, all right, okay, I can do this. I can do this. And then I just kind of fell into it, and it's not my main focus, I don't think. Like, I think that I'm still going to do it when I find something that really suits me, or maybe if I write something for myself. But I really like writing. I really like writing. I'm so appreciative of all the fills that I've gotten on my scripts and all the positive feedback. So I think that that's probably going to stay my focus. But I do like, I guess, being a VA, I wouldn't really refer to myself as that. I dabble, I would say. Well, wannabe. What are your favorite types of audios to record? Oddly enough, I've done well with, like, the DOM stuff, which is funny because, like, I just don't feel like that's really who I am. Like, if you yell at me, I cry. I cry hard. So I think that it's really fun to maybe, you know, be able to play that character. And oddly enough, you know, like I said, I'm not good at, like, submissive stuff. And I think just doing, like, the Dom stuff is just me doing something that I don't always get to do in real life. And I just kind of can work it up, you know. So I think those, I guess, if that makes sense, I guess I can kind of just be who I want to be, sort of want to be, I guess, without the actual pressure. My next set of questions are from Ms. Emily. Emily says, what is your favorite shark? I hope someone would ask this. No, it's the Thresher shark. So it's super cool. It's got, like, this tail that's, like, this long ass, like, whip, and it just, like, bitch slaps its fish prey with it, and then they're just, like, stunned, and it eats them up. Like, it's so cool. Like, just, like, use what you got. I love it. I love it. I really love it. What is your favorite toy? Ooh. Good question. I'm surprised nobody's asked. I like to sync my lust to, like, playlists while I'm, like, grocery shopping or running errands with my AirPods in. So just kind of, like, edging myself with that all day. But if we're going to go the manual route, like, I think I just prefer, like, a good old-fashioned dildo. And, like, maybe, like, a little vibrator, but, like, I figured out, like, what works for me, so I'm good with just manual labor. And lastly, this is my last question. What is your favorite kind of pickle? First of all, I'm glad you asked because I love pickles. Erica and I are pickle junkies. She always sends me like videos of herself trying new pickles, like opening the charts, like pickle unboxing videos. I'm not going to give any brands, but overall dill is the best. And bread and butter, like, hands down the fucking most disgusting thing on the planet. That's it. End of story. And that was my last question, pickles. So thank you all so much for being here. I was drinking an old fashioned. I don't know if I told you all that, but thank you. I don't really know how to end this either. I had so much fun. I was really nervous to start, but maybe it's because I'm like half drunk now, but I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm.